So the idea of brotherhood is very important. Without it, true equality and fraternity cannot be realized. True equality and liberty cannot be realized without this fraternity. It's a trinity. All the three have to be realized simultaneously. It's not that one or the other. Now today this realization has become very acute in mankind. And mankind is moving. That's why we say that mankind of today is in search of a real remedy. Why do we now read the Bhagavad Gita today? Because it is a spiritual message which is directly relevant to us today. That unless you live in the consciousness of immortality, which Sri Krishna gives in the second chapter, unless you know the idea as to how to do action and yet to be free from it, unless you attain to the real knowledge, jnana vijnana, that is in the seventh chapter, unless you know how to surrender to the divine, you cannot have equality, liberty and fraternity. So the ideas are today's. And we are going back to understand these ideas, how to implement them, because the real answer is given there, which was achieved in earlier times, which collapsed because it was not sufficiently widespread. Therefore, in today, we would like it to be widespread so that people share into this, then only this can be implemented. And in when you do this, you will find that even the original spiritual teaching will become modified, will become enriched. And that is the meaning of the development of spiritual consciousness. What was achieved in the Vedic times was, you might say, the pinnacles, loftiest. But thereafter, what has happened in the history of spirituality is that there has been subtlety of spirituality, complexity of spirituality, profundities of spirituality. Unless all these also are developed, even spiritual knowledge is not complete. The kind of devotion that we find in Sri Chaitanya is not in the Veda. The kind of love of Radha and Krishna that you find connected with Sri Krishna is not in the Veda. The heights and synthesis of knowledge that you find in the Upanishads is not in the Veda. That is why Upanishads are called Vedanta. The climax and the culmination of the Veda is in the Upanishads. So it is not, although the greatest heights are to be found in the Veda, all the subtleties are not in the Veda, all the complexities are not in the Veda, all the profundities are not in the Veda. You might say the seeds are there, but they have not sprouted, they have not developed, they have not given the benefit of them. That is why, even if you reach a great height, even in the field of spirituality, it is not enough. Even when dharma is established at one time, dharma established at one stage of human history is not enough. You have to develop the dharma and establish a further development of dharma in the next stage. Even that is not enough. A greater dharma has to come and that has to be developed. So when Sri Krishna says that I establish dharma, we must understand the meaning of dharma. It is not as if by dharma is meant the same dharma which was proposed in Veda was established by Rama. And what was dharma in Rama's time was again established by Sri Krishna. That is not true. By word, very word, dharma means twofold. There is Sanatana dharma, the dharma which is eternal, which is still not on the earth. The eternal dharma is in the eternity. But here in temporal time, it is still not translated. So that Sanatana dharma has to be understood in a sense as one that gradually gets developed in such a way that ultimately that image of Sanatana dharma really gets fully manifested. Till that time, it is a developing dharma. So the very word dharma is a developing dharma. So when Sri Krishna says, I come yuge yuge, I come from age to age and establish dharma, it is not as if he established the same dharma. The avatar comes one after the other, but each one does not give the same dharma. It is not Buddha does not give the same as Christ. Christ does not give the same thing as Krishna. In every age, the dharma that is needed at that time, the translation of Sanatana Dharma applicable to that time, is fully revealed by the avatar. And he establishes that. It collapses. Why? Because it is still not the translation of the perfect dharma. Because it is not there, there is a development, and that dharma begins to fall, to regress. Because new problems arise in the meantime, for which that dharma has no answer. The questions which were raised in the time of Rama were answered by Sri Rama through his own life, through his own example. And for his age, they were perfect answers. They could be sustained. But as the history developed further, newer questions came, for which the answer could not be found in the dharma established by Sri Rama. Now, India's greatness is to recognize it very clearly, and therefore to say the dharma established by Sri Rama had boundaries, had limitations, and Sri Rama himself was Maryada Purushottama. The other dharma had to be established. When Sri Krishna came, he gave another dharma, which is in the Bhagavad Gita. And the teaching of the Bhagavad Gita and the teaching of Ramayana is not identical. There are wide differences. The kind of wideness that you find in Rama, in Bhagavad Gita, the problems of how to reconcile knowledge with action and with bhakti, all that is not so amply given in Ramayana as in the Bhagavad Gita. So there is a new dharma which comes with Sri Krishna, and so on. So in every age, that is why he says, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati, he knows that dharma will go to gloom again. Why? Because the dharma that is given at this time is not that perfect dharma, not that ideal dharma. It is something which will answer the questions of the time. Then you have to develop it further. And so on. Therefore, until a time comes, therefore the India recognizes, a time will come. And that is marked by Kalki. That concept is given in India. That is marked by Kalki. And that will be the beginning of Satya Yuga, where there is no possibility of collapse. So until we reach this point, we shall see in the history of mankind this kind of recurrence of rise and fall, rise and fall. But in every rise and fall, there is a design.